Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text this morning from Matthew's Gospel, the 8th chapter. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly, I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." The Lord Jesus came down from the Mount of Beatitudes with great crowds following him as today's gospel commences. And two men immediately confront Jesus, two men who, by outward connection, do not recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. First, the leper. Cursed is the leper. Lepers are kept outside the city, outside the camp, outside the community of Israel. Even if they have the right Jewish bloodline, they are considered to be unclean, unrighteous, cut off. But this leper has great faith. He kneels before Jesus. He acknowledges with his worship and devotion who Jesus is, the true God, worthy of worship and prayer. And the leper prays to Jesus, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." He finds a Jesus who is not haughty. He repays no one evil for the evil besetting him. A Jesus who associates with the lowly. The leper is no enemy to him. Instead, the leper is the object of God's love. Evil is overcome with good from the mouth and hand of Jesus. He says, "I will be clean." And the man is clean. He's pure outwardly for the priests, and he's pure inwardly by the great high priest who healed him. Then, entering Capernaum, Jesus encounters the good centurion. By bloodline, the centurion feasts with Alexander the Great, Caesar, and the pagan pantheon of Roman heroes. But this man had learned to love Israel and her God, and had built them a synagogue, according to Luke's gospel. This centurion, a hated Gentile and enemy of Israel, lives in harmony with Israel. He does what is honorable in the sight of all, lives peaceably with all. He advocates for his sick servant and for his enemies all around him. He has worked to nourish them and quench their spiritual thirst by building a synagogue, a house of God's word and prayer. He has overcome evil with good. By grace through faith, the centurion follows the pattern and form of Israel's God, who happens to be standing right in front of him in the person of Jesus Christ. And this good centurion knows and believes this. There is more to Jesus than just a mere mortal man standing in front of him. He knows and believes this as surely as the leper does. Listen to how he addresses Jesus. He says, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but you only say a word. You only say a word, and my servant will be healed." He is a man under authority, and he will gladly trust the words of Jesus and follow what he commands, even as his own company of soldiers obey his word given under authority as a centurion. He confesses that Jesus is the true God in the flesh, who at his word created the heavens and the earth, who created him, and who at his word could heal his suffering servant. The leper and the good centurion represent the end of Judaism. And that is a theme of the Epiphany season, the revealing of our Savior as Lord and Redeemer of all men. Jesus is the light of the world, the light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory to Israel. But now, when we talk of Israel, we talk of people not born of the will of man, not of the right bloodline or the right social status, but people who are born from above by water and the Holy Spirit, a new Israel that is all who have faith in Christ as Lord and Savior. The center of God's people is shifting here from Jerusalem, from that temple built with hands, and even from Palestine to him who lays down his life and takes it up again, to him who is a house of prayer for all the nations in the fullest sense of the term, to him, as we learned in our Hebrews Bible class, who was crucified outside the city wall of Jerusalem, sanctifying all the ground of all the world, not just the temple and the city it resided in. The boundaries of the law, the old temple, the boundaries between Jew and Gentile, men and women, priests and laity, leper and clean, are being dissolved away in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, the good centurion and the leper go to feast with the heroes and fathers of the Christian faith, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are now kin with them. They now call Abraham father. They are children raised up from stones, and they cry out to Jesus with the prayer of faith born from the hearing of that word about Christ. In contrast, those who only have an outward connection with Abraham will discover that it is not enough. Abraham was accounted righteous not by his own bloodline, nor by his great learning or wisdom, nor by his wealth and earthly power, nor by his outward circumcision. Abraham was accounted righteous by faith. He hoped and waited for the grace of God in the promised Messiah, for the forgiveness of sins from that Messiah, and reconciliation to the Heavenly Father. To be a son of Abraham and to have a place at table with him is to be circumcised in the heart and to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. This welcoming of the Gentiles and the outcasts into God's kingdom is appropriate for this January 26th. For in addition to this day being the third Sunday after Epiphany, today is also the feast day of St. Titus, the pastor and confessor. Titus has a story that's woven through several books of the New Testament, including the one which bears his name. Titus collected offerings and brought assistance to the Christians in Judea during a famine. He attended the Council of Jerusalem. He delivered some of Paul's letters. He brought comfort and encouragement to the Corinthian church. And later, Titus was a pastor who supervised the pastors throughout the island of Crete. And on top of all that, Titus was a Gentile, probably a native of Antioch in Syria. For 17 years after Paul's conversion, Titus accompanied him to a meeting in Jerusalem at which Paul was pressured to have Titus circumcised. Some early Christians were teaching one had to be a part of that old Jewish covenant by circumcision before one could be a Christian. It was human wisdom who was trying to have its way over God's grace in Jesus Christ. Paul refused because Christ had fulfilled the ceremonial law of the Old Testament on the cross. In Galatians 2, verse 4, Paul says, "The reason certain Jewish-influenced Christians wanted to circumcise Titus was their goal was to make us slaves." But Paul added, "He refused to give in to them, even for a moment, so that the truth of the gospel would continue." Like the good centurion, Titus was a blessing to both Jew and Gentile through his work for the sake of the gospel. Not always was that good repaid with good. Paul had to defend Titus and the merit of Christ delivered in gospel and holy baptism. Titus, the good centurion, and the leper are in Christ through in faith, strong in faith, hope and love, along with patience, humility, and wisdom. The Lord worked physical healing for the leper and the good centurion's servant by his word. The Lord worked faith and charity through the word taught and preached by Titus. They may have been unfit in the Jewish Old Covenant sense and unworthy in a moral sense. All of us sin and fall short of God's holy demands. But nevertheless, the Lord healed their soul with his word. Jesus bestowed to them the place that is bestowed by his grace through faith, a place with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a place in the kingdom. They are reconciled to and loved by God. Are you an outcast? Do you feel like you don't have a place at God's table? Do you feel cut off from society like a leper? Have people avoided you, shunned you, left you out? How about doing good like Titus or the centurion, but even then you still don't fit in with everybody? Maybe all too often your good is repaid with evil. That's going to happen to Christians, guarantee it, especially as our culture becomes ever more antagonistic to God's word. Or maybe you have yourself been less than virtuous with others, haughty, aloof, lacking patience, given over to anger, looking for vengeance, prone to jealousy, bearing grudges, giving in to pet sins, great and small. Join the repentant confession of the centurion. You know, it's printed for you on the yellow card in your pew rack. "O Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof." Some say the roof of my mouth. "But speak only your word, and my soul will be healed. I will take the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord." That's the traditional prayer the church prays before receiving the body of Christ. We are not worthy or fit that Christ would enter us. We are morally impure because we have sinned against God and neighbor and have been sinned against. We are unclean because we are distracted and we lack discipline and we are unprepared. But Jesus comes down from his mountain each and every Lord's day. He says, "I will be healed," with these words, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you." And you do. At his command, as men under authority, your soul is healed. By his word joined to bread to be his body for you, he reaches out to you and makes you clean again. makes you righteous again. Hebrews says his blood sprinkles your heart clean. He gives you for free what you do not deserve, but what he earned for you through his suffering on the cross and rising to new life. He made you an heir of him, his Father, in baptism. And he's given you a place at the table with righteous Abraham by faith. Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Creator of all, Hope of Israel, Savior of the Gentiles, Giver of faith, Creator of Christians, Healer of sinners, and Reconciler to the Father. He has raised you lepers and Gentiles up out of the stones of this earth as his children to sing his praises and be his brothers and joint heirs with him in his kingdom. And he bids you to be seated at a great feast, an eternal one, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with many from east and west, with the leper and the good centurion and Saint Titus and all the blessed elect. Join them now at this table and pray for the day when that unending heavenly banquet will be revealed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.